Producer Nell is with me here at Jigsaw. Producer Steve is back at base, and we have in front of us the final magazine cover. Morning, Steve, which you now can see by visiting our Facebook page, facebook.com/BBC Radio Cumbria. I wonder what that voice was in the background.
Morning. I know. Morning.
Morning.
So what's the first headline then, Nell?
Okay, the first headline is Street Opera. Carlisle busker Emma Jones impresses with her operatic tones. This was the story of how a very brave local singer takes to the streets to earn a few extra pounds singing opera music. She told us how she feels standing there, knowing people are watching.
Well, I don't tend to notice people stopping or turning round, really. I just kind of focus on the singing. When you're singing, you become less aware of your surroundings.
Is there anybody else in the family? I mean, who did you get this God-given voice from?
Well, I do have a distant, really distant cousin who is an opera singer, a proper opera singer. My mum doesn't really sing. My auntie doesn't really sing. My nan doesn't sing.
It must be great at home. It's a case of, here, Emma, give us a tune.
Ami voya.
Fantastic, and there's a great picture of Emma with Kevin singing their hearts out on the cover. Headline number two, Kendall entrepreneur dreams big. This is a story of 21-year-old Will Papa Thomas, who has set up his own record label called Lunatic. In fact, he first came up with the idea when he was just 17.
Being like just a student, I don't really have much money as most, you know, people setting up record labels do. So I've always been interested in music, and I just one day, you know, decided to set one up. Got in touch with a few artists that I'd like to, you know, to sign and release their music, and then it just kind of all started from there, really.
The third story is about Sunbeams Music Trust. The trust helps disadvantaged individuals improve their quality of life and self-esteem through the creative freedom of music. It's run by Annie Mawson, who's received an MBE for services to music therapy in Cumbria.
Oh, it was like a true testimony of all the last 21 years. Because it has been a struggle, and when I left the special school, I was told I was too outrageous and eccentric to ever be employed again. And now the county council are some of our best friends, and it's just been so amazing a journey. Since receiving the MBE, well, being awarded it, I've had letters from Vancouver, from Essex, from all over the world.
And last but not least, Cult 45 Hit the Road, the local band who found themselves on Radio 1's playlist this year, have just announced a UK tour. Adam Lewis from the band came into the studio for a little bit of a natter.
The BBC introducing support finally led to our first play on Radio 1 last week, so it's all just built up over the last 12 months, and now we find ourselves in a position at the start of 2014 where we've been playlisted on Radio 1, we're going into the studio next month to do our next album, and then in March we're on tour, so it's a really positive vibe in the camp.